The next poem is called Life. A skull on a stick, or a corpse in a cage, or a chest of old sweaters and bones. A convict so old he forgets why he's here, though he claws at the riddle for days. He raises his fork with mechanical hands, and his mandibles grind like a horse. His eyes are as blue as a sky full of clouds, and as moist as a watery grave. His Nutriloaf falls through a hole in his mouth, and it splatters unseen down his shirt. I watch him for months. He's as quiet as death, till I gather the courage to ask. He's 60 plus 3, preternaturally aged, and he once had a kid by a girl. Can't think of its name, can't remember her name, ain't for sure if it's actually his. This greasy old food's gonna kill me one day, gonna die in the next year or two. He states a mere fact without pathos or wit, and I see that he's perfectly sane. But hey, at least the son of a bitch didn't get the death penalty like he deserved.